Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Heart and Soul. It's a wonderful Monday. Can you believe it's Monday? It feels like, you know, it's just been a little strange because of the holiday and all that. It's just been interesting the past couple of weeks. I just wondered how everyone was fessing. It really has, we're going into a new moon, which is a Pisces moon, and so it is sometimes a jump start to change, and change could be emotional. It can definitely be spiritual, and it can affect relationships of all kinds, work relationship and personal ones. And I think that sometimes it's actually your own relationship with yourself that you're having the most difficulty with, and that's something we have to look at. That's the number one relationship that we have is with ourselves and our emotional bodies and our spiritual selves, and sometimes that is the relationship that is most affected by the changes that are happening globally and energetically. So I'd love to hear about that. I usually do a little bit of a meditation before the show just to kind of center everybody, including myself, into a really open and loving space. So I welcome everyone to close their eyes and to start the process of letting go of the day and letting go of the mind and letting go and taking nice deep breath in. We are exhaling in light and love and inhaling beauty and peace. Inhaling one deep breath and then exhaling, letting it all go. Inhaling again. And now exhaling even deeper, letting it all just fly away and giving away with the exhale anything that is unlike perfect love and health. Letting your body just let go and feel your body getting heavier and sinking deeper into the seat, feeling your feet as they ground into Mother Earth, taking another deep breath in, and this time bringing in the light from the heavens, a beautiful light, a golden light, as it like a stream coming from the heavens down through the top of your head and clearing away any and all negative vibrations and entities that could be in the way of your peace and love in this very moment. Bringing that energy all the way through into your throat, your heart, moving it down into your solar plex, your stomach, pushing it all the way down to the root chakra, all the way down through your legs and into Mother Earth, that beautiful white light. Taking a nice deep breath in and letting that beautiful energy fill and clear away anything that's in its way. And letting that moment happen for you now. And seeing the light in your third eye getting brighter and clearer. And bringing that light down now into your heart, like a little elevator coming from the center of your head all the way down to your heart. And now opening that door to your heart and letting it you see through your heart. Taking another deep breath in. And now bringing all that energy in and letting it out through your heart. And we ask all your angels, your guides, your ancestors to be with you tonight to help us help you answer any questions that have been stopping you from understanding your journey and your purpose. I call in my guides. I call in your guides so that they can communicate and giving me the information necessary for complete and total healing. All right. Oh, that feels so much better, doesn't it? So I'm going to start taking calls right away because it's going to be a nice show. A lot of callers are already lined up. So we're going to take a 323 caller. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi there. Yes, hi. This is Camille calling you from California.
Hi, Camille. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So do you have any one question you'd like to focus on?
Of course I do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I have is, in 2013, do you see me, what is the outlook on me keeping our home and turning it into a really thriving, healthy, happy household?
Okay, let's see what the first card says. It says partnership and alliance, which is really interesting because when I see that, I do know that they're alliance means that you will be aligning with the forces that you're talking about. And it's like together. So alliance means that the whole household will get on the same page, which is really good to see. And then it says hope. So when I see hope, it really is the angels really and my guides really telling you to have hope that you will not be losing your house, that it will turn out to the highest good. So it's really kind of giving me the... And then it says universe. And when I see universe, I really do know that it's more spiritually activated, if you know that word. It's like you are being taken to a higher place of acknowledgement within yourself and your relationship. So universe really recommends, it kind of feels that way to me when I see that card, kind of telling me, yes, you are going to be moving to a higher level of spirituality, understanding, and in a sense, purpose. And then it does, the fourth card, this is going to like this one, it's victory and success. So wonderful spread. I would say that it's all in the highest and positive vibrations, not giving me any clue or any indication that things would be going the other way in a way of change. So I like it.
Okay.
Usually if there's going to be change, it's going to be in the cards. You're going to see it not, it's going to be up and down. It's not going to be as strong as this lineup. So this is all right now. This is what's happening. So you're kind of lining yourself up so that the in a sense, the grounding cord to your household will stay really strong. And that's kind of what's happening for you. So we're talking about the next year. So this is because it's in the beginning of the reading. It's showing that it's lining it up for the whole year. So let me just see this card. So it says, choose wisely. So now we're going to get into what Spirit's kind of asking you to do to help you help yourself get in line to have this high frequency set. So choosing wisely so it could be job related, it could be relationship related, it could be not spending when you should save. It's choosing wisely is really what it's asking you to do, is to take a good look at all those aspects of the of your life so that you can choose wisely so you will line yourself up to the frequency that we were just seeing. Okay? And then it says transformation. So when I see that, transformation is that wherever you have been, you are going to be stepping out and into a whole new way of being. So transformation is like you lose 25, 30 pounds. That's a transformation. When you break up in a relationship and now you're in a new place, a new home, all transformational moments in your life that change you, that change your frequency, that make, you know, what you want possible. So I like it. It's really, you know, good to see that that's actually already happened. Now, love begins. Love begins just showed up. Love begins. So love begins is something that could be that you are finally, and I always say take it, but I take it back to who you are. It's like a soul card, right? So love begins when that you can really be one with your spirit, you know, completely and utterly one with your spirit. So that is a loving space in yourself. You're not, you know, separating out. You're not letting other people's needs come before you. You know, so love begins at this transformational state for you, which is really powerful. You know, it's kind of like, I love women, you know, women who kind of you know, have taken crap a lot of their life and then finally step into their power. And that is when
Work
begins for themselves. So that is really the vibe I'm getting around that particular card. It's like you finally are not letting other people run your life or tell you what's best for you. You're stepping out. You're saying, no, this is the way it's going to be, which is really a powerful card. I love it. Thank you for that, because it reminds us all to step into our power and to not let, you know, the things around us make us who we are, you know. Instead, it's the other way around. So this one's definitely coming around for sure. Now, Love Begins also is kind of like you starting on a new journey, you know, that a new journey of self-discovery, you know, of healing, of yoga. You know, you're loving yourself in a way that is a beginning of something. So we have to look at that too. It says, and then it says balance. So balance, of course, we're all trying to do that one. That one is the main thing that we're all trying to do, is live in the world but not of the world, right? We're trying to make it through it every day and do the best we can, but still holding true to our spirit and our purpose. So balance is really showing up. So it is what you've been dealing with. It's kind of what you've been having to do. It's saying to me, yes, this is something she's working on and is always working on. Yeah. So let's see. And then power. Again, balance and power do go together. It's just like Mother Teresa. You know, she would go out. Did you ever hear the story of her going out and they were fighting? And she went out and told the soldiers to stop fighting for one day because it was a high holiday. And she just told them. So her power was not in a gun, but it was in her power of what she believed was right. So when I see that, I do know that that's around you too, is that you've been having to stay strong on what is right, and that makes you very powerful, you know?
Okay.
So, like, if you, believe in kindness, you are a very kind person, you know, you have to be the very thing that you believe is important. So power shows me that that's who you are as a spirit and as a person. That, you know, you would never ask anybody else to do something unless you could do it yourself.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So that definitely is who you are. And so balance and power go together. So if you're a teacher, a healer, that's kind of really showing me that's who you are. So absolutely, yeah. And then it does say patience and planning. So I do like that one. Patience and planning means that you are already setting kind of already, you know, you're holding the space for the next year to be a powerful one, to be, you know, set in stone in a sense so that nothing can take it and change it, okay?
Right.
So that's how you have to see this one. It's not if you're going to, you know, if you're going to keep the house. It's absolutely you're going to keep the house, you know?
Good.
Different vibration. There's no room. There's no room for possibility for it to change, you know?
Yeah.
And I get that. Sometimes we hold a space for failure, you know? We say, well, I don't know, and we don't want to do that here. We want to hold, there should be no space in your consciousness or in your vision that the possibility could not work into the highest good for you, right? So that's a two-point.
Yeah.
That's a matrix energetic. Two-point yourself there. Just see yourself happy, you know, keeping this place, getting it even more beautiful than ever, you know, painting the walls a color you love, you know, really moving in and really owning it as yours, okay? I want you to do that as your visual when you wake up in the morning. So, you know, if you write down something, I want you to just write, you know, God bless this home. This is my, you know, my lovely home. You know, I want you to own it, okay? Because that's a very important thing to do when question around something is happening, is to not waver, not let any, don't waver energetically, if you know what that means. Like, don't go down the, okay, good. All right, good. And then solar plex chakra came up. That one is your stomach, of course, right? That solar plex area. So it could be showing me that you've had some issues there. Sometimes when that comes up, it's emotional issues or allergies or, you know, like some kind of distress. when Soloplex issues come up. Maybe you're having issues with wheat or dairy or, you know, something that your stomach is not thrilled about. So when it shows me that, it could be on that level, or it could be also emotional, that you're not getting to some issues that need to come out.
Right.
All right. And whatever you keep in will breed more. So just remember that. Emotions need to come out. That's why it's an emotional thing. It needs to be released and let go and be freed. So if you haven't experienced yourself at that deep level of even being afraid or sad or whatever you're feeling, it's really calling you to do some inner work like that, all right?
Right.
So any other questions? Are we kind of tapping into some of the things that
You are, yes. And I know that energetically, I moved up here to really have a good fresh start and everything, and for whatever reason, I started to attract different people who just did not accept me as a powerful, strong woman who was capable of living here, being here. I even heard people say, well, they, meaning people of another background, don't like us living here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's hurtful because I am living here, so what do you want me to take from something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or someone recently dropped me off home and says, oh, you don't live here, do you? Oh, not the whole house. Oh, no. Why not? And it's just a modest single family home with me and my daughter, so
mm-hmm.
why not us living here, comfortable here, happy here? So I'm really, you know, taking my power back, taking my energy back and really getting it uplifted because I really lost along the way. I lost myself. I know I did.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's why it was really reminding you just to stay in your power, in the peaceful power. You know, there's two kinds of power. The one that, you know, we see as like aggressive power. That's really power. But the Mother Teresa power is. The loving power is truly the true power that, you know, spirit really wants you to have is that grounded self that says, you know, you can feel the way you feel, but that's not going to change how I feel. I'm truly, you know, grounded in Mother Earth. I'm loved. I'm guided. I'm fine. You know, there's nothing anyone could do to hold that one or to take that one away. And I think that's how you have to know that you're giving your power away. If something could come in by your, you know, vision or come into you and affect you. Because when you're in your power, somebody could say something ridiculous like that, like, well, you live here? And you'd say, yeah, absolutely. Isn't it great? Because you're in your power, right? But if you're not in your power, you're going to say, why? Why would you say that? You know what I mean? There you go. There's the shift right there. That's how you know. It's how if I said, like, I would say, if I told you had a purple hat on and you didn't, you would laugh at me, right?
Yes.
And that's how strong you have to be, in a sense, when a negative energy comes at you to tell you something that's not true. Okay?
Right.
It's like them telling you have a purple hat on, and you'd say, I don't have a purple hat. You know, get away. Are you crazy? You know, it doesn't really affect you at all because it's not true. And that's ultimately what we have to keep in mind, that we're being affected by other people's fear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And all their stuff. And so what they were just doing to you, you poor thing, and it happens a lot, is throwing their fear, their prejudice, their whatever at you to feel to. Yeah? So they're saying, well, I feel this way, so you should feel that way too, you know?
Yeah.
And this is why, this is how come, this is that's the energy of the planet. TV will lock you into negative energies. That's why, you know, to me it's like to be avoided, unless you're watching the cooking station. You know, let's choose a higher frequency to actually put our time into, you know? And so I really get that's all that was reminding you to do, is to take, you know, everything around you with a grain of salt. And the only thing that you truly get, you know, to really commit yourself to is how you feel and how you want to feel and how what you truly believe, and that you are in a good place and this is a beautiful home, and those and that there's no room for anything but that, really. I don't see it, you know. I don't see any problem other than, you know, that affecting you and weakening how you feel about where you are, you know. Because then you're not going to be happy, because you're going to say, well, all these people like this? Are they, like, so, you know, you know, behind the times or something like that, you know. So I really get that. Let's protect yourself, too. I don't know what you do for protection, but it feels like it's a good idea.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is close your eyes, and I want you to visualize in front of you a beautiful radiating ball of light. I mean, so beautiful and so big. And now I want you to step in the center of that beautiful ball and taking a deep breath in and feeling how that feels, to feel this protective ball all the way around you, front and back. And then I want you to visualize your angels and your guides sprinkling in this beautiful angel dust on top of that beautiful sphere, that beautiful circle of energy. And then what I want you to see is you stepping now, once you're inside of this beautiful glowing ball, into almost like an egg. And the egg has like a mirrored outside. Okay, can you see that?
Yeah.
And that is almost it's a protective, it repels any negative energy that comes at you. Okay? So you're inside this beautiful egg that has this almost looks like mercury vibe feeling to it. Now taking a deep breath in, we're going to see even another beautiful light sphere around that whole, in a sense, egg, triple egg now. And on top of that, I want you to visualize a pyramid on the top of your head. And then the tip goes right on the top. It's almost like a Star of David that you're inside of now. And the tip is at the bottom. And it's almost like a 3D pyramid that you're in the center of. And that's called a Merkaba. And it's a very protective, ancient way of protecting your spirit. And so now you're inside that beautiful Star of David, and around that I want you to put even another beautiful light sphere all the way around that Star of David as you stay in the center of all those four beautiful layers of safety and protection. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a very protective self. That's really protective. That's not just, you know, a little, okay? That's how protective I want you to get, so that you protect your energy from anything coming into it that is unlike how you'd like to feel, okay? Mm. It's a really wonderful thing for everybody to do, because the world, if we are really open and, you know, just kind of, you know, being, you know, the spirits that we want to be, it can sometimes affect our spirit in a negative way. So we really want to go in there protecting our spirit, just like it would be a child from, you know, an intruder. So we really want to see ourselves at that level of protection, okay? Would you do that for me? Because I know if you just start doing that every day, maybe before you go to sleep at night, before you go into a crowded place, or right when you wake up, you're going to start to say, I feel so less affected, you know, by the world and by people and by their energies. This is something that everybody should do anyway, no matter what you do in the world. It should be something included with your meditation as a protective meditation, okay?
Okay.
All right,
love.
Yes, well, thanks for calling. I really don't see any problem. I really don't.
Okay.
I see that you stay there. I see you making this year really a good year. I keep getting that there is almost like, it feels like a bookstore. I feel like I'm in a coffee shop, a bookstore, something like that. That's where you'll be going. And it feels like you're doing readings or you're doing things like that. You're doing your own healing work. Is that right?
I am a tarot reader, and I have around here done some work, not in a while, but
See it coming back to you. I really do. I see you putting yourself out there and doing some more work. It feels really positive. And the more you start to do your work, the more grounded and, in a sense, your purpose will be met, you know, of why you're there. Right. So it feels like that's coming to you, and I would definitely start to practice again and do your work and get going on that. And it feels like also there'll be some teaching involved with this. You might, you know, get to teach a class and to teach about the, you know, readings. And it feels like you, once you get in the door with this, this feels like a bookstore, coffee shop type of thing, you will start to do it even more every week. You know, and it will be, you know, starting kind of the wheels rolling for you. All right. So I love. Okay. Well, let me know how it goes. We're going to take some more callers and, and blessings. Okay, love?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? 720?
Hi, you're talking to Jane in Kansas.
Hi, Jane in Kansas. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just thought I'd call in tonight and see if you could give me some insight on the relationship I'm in and if it will be moving forward. And I just got a lot of things I'm trying to figure out in my life right now. And that's kind of what I'm interested in, like seeing if that's going to go, then I'll know what path to take on other things.
Okay. All right. Let's get into that then. Let's see. I'm just going to, that's interesting, I'm going to really shuffle so I don't get any old reading. Okay. Oh, so the first card is light. So it's light is, you know, if you think about it, it's like shining light on a situation is really what you're doing now is you're asking the question, do I want to move forward? Is this the best thing for me? You know, is this, I'm at that point where I'm shining some more light on this situation to see if it really is ultimately the relationship that's best for you. So it's really showing us that you're doing that now. And third eye chakra just showed up. So third eye is your intuition. And it's really giving me that you are an extremely you have a very strong intuition, and when you feel and see something, it usually happens. So it's really giving me that that's who you are. You're
it's coming back to me. I used to do readings a lot when I lived in Kansas City, and then I moved to Colorado and I kind of dropped out of it, and I'm getting ready to, I'm trying to make a transition back to Kansas City again. And those people that I was around there, they just, there's sort of a circle of people that I know, and I'll probably, it seems like it, like where I'm at right now, I'm things are coming true again. It's almost like it's pulling me back there, you know.
Well, you know, and it's funny, the third card, I was new beginnings.
Yeah.
So it does feel like it's telling me, yeah, you're going to be heading back to where your third eye, your chakra, the light, all that is really going to be helpful for you, because that's who you are. You know, it's not like it's something, you know, a purpose means that this comes natural to you, you know, and this is something that you were always a gifted intuitive, and that's who you are. And so sometimes we put that on the back burner, we go someplace and we do something else, and then it comes back. And it's really ultimately who and what you were supposed to be doing with your life, you know. So it does feel like that is coming full circle again. So new beginnings would be it. Then it says temptation. See, some temptation means that your relationship, the one that you're in, is the temptation that's keeping you from going where you want to go.
Well, it's, you know, like, you know, it's funny. It is and it isn't, because the situation is he lives in London, England, and I, of course, live in America, and we've had a very long internet relationship, and we just met in November finally after several years, actually. And the reason it took so long is because, well, we just had things happen, like my mother was very ill and he had things happen, and we finally got together and we had a really great time, and now we're kind of moving forward and trying to, you know, figure out how to make it work. He doesn't care where we live because he's got a craft that he does. He makes musical instruments. He, like, makes wooden, you know, violins and guitars and repairs things, so he could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And with this intuitive, if I get back into that, of course, that can be anywhere, too. I've just pulled out of the mortgage business after 27 years of owning my own business. Well, I owned it for 17. And so it's a big change is coming on.
So new beginnings.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, new beginnings is definitely coming. So it, the 4, 1, 2, 3. So this card is interesting, deception and envy. So that one just is an interesting one because it just could mean that where you are, there is that around you. You know, and that could be also some of the reason why it would be nice to go someplace else to be.
Right. I have that going on right now. Yeah.
Okay, because that's definitely around you. So I would definitely feel that this one is the reason why it would be nice for you to head out and to do someplace, to go into a new place, because who wants to be around that? You know, that's what it feels like. And then, oh, this is so funny. And then the next card is the waiting game. So that one really makes clear sense to the waiting game with your relationship, the waiting game where you're going to go, kind of just the waiting. So that's right where you are at. It's kind of where clarity will happen, you know, while you're waiting. You know what I mean? We need that. We definitely need those moments in our life that we are in the waiting. We just don't know. And it's really that, you know, the universe is kind of orchestrating things around you so that the flow can happen. So it just feels like that's where you're at a little more than you'd like. You'd like more clear direction and all that. But sometimes the direction gets clearer as you start to just get bored with where you are.
You're exactly right, because I'm sitting in Topeka, Kansas right now, trying to clean out and get rid of my mother's house. She passed away a year ago. And my sister and I are having, there's deception, there's envy there. We don't get along. And so I'm in the middle of that, and we're trying to get rid of everything. And then I have to go back to Denver and try to sell my townhouse, which shouldn't take long because it's, I don't know much on it. And then I can turn around and come back to Kansas City, because that's really where I want to be for the rest of my life, or at least for a while.
So there is that waiting for things to sell, waiting to clear out the house, waiting to know, you know, about what you're going to do, too, with the relationship. A lot of waiting here. So it definitely
The funny thing, too, is he's got things with a house over in England, and it's like, so he can't do anything yet either.
Well, this is really interesting, weird. Jane, because the next card was rest and rejuvenate. So this is a time for, and you know, I always think you can wait in line and just wait and be frustrated, or you can wait in line and rest, you know, and you can take a moment and take some breaths and really appreciate, you know, the fact that you are where you are and you've got this time, and you can, you know, appreciate it a little more if you go into it with the idea that it's time for you. This is quiet time. It's rejuvenating you. It's giving you clarity. It's giving you rest time, too. Because, you know, losing a parent is a lot of things that happen before, you know, that's usually stressful. So it feels like you had, this is card is very important to you, is to do this, is to take the time to, like, you know, settle in with what the changes are. It's funny, but I keep getting June, J-U-N-E, like June around you, the name June. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that's real interesting. Did something about June. So, you know, I'm a medium, so this energy just came in June. I keep hearing is June. So I don't know, is someone on the other side, did they have a birthday in June? Was there something?
My father passed away in 98, and I was very close to him, and he was born in, like, the June 3rd, I think it was.
Okay. Then that's really that's the energy that's coming forth. So sometimes I'm not sure, like, okay, there's energy that they're giving me the June. So, okay, so we're just going to let him have some say. Well, I keep getting he's got a beautiful smile. He just says, it's really nice to have mom here. So he's with your mom. It feels like it almost says they didn't get, this is what I feel like, they didn't get on in it that well. That's what I keep hearing.
In real life, you mean? Yeah,
in real life. But
yeah,
okay. But he said that he welcomed her, and they're much better now, he says. So interesting, you know, that he came forth to kind of give you the message in a sense that she's okay, that everything's okay. Okay. Now, I keep getting automotive. Automotive, he says. I keep getting an automotive, like an automobile kind of thing.
He collected classic cars, and I'm here going through his stuff, and I'm going through antique automobile magazines and all these things,
so
trying to figure out what to keep. Yeah.
Oh, this is so him. Thank you. You're giving me chills here. So really, he's just coming forth to give you some comfort, to tell you that, hey, he's with you. He knows you're going through this. He's right with you. I keep getting he's right on your right side. Like if I was to see him, he's standing right behind you. And he says he's always been with you. He's telling me, oh, I'm always with her. Anytime she calls me, I come. That's what he says. And I see instruments. You know, it's almost like I feel like a trumpet, a clarinet, or something like that.
I played the clarinet when I was younger.
Okay, that's it.
I didn't do it for long, but I think I always thought he got mad at me because I gave it up. But
but he's showing me things that would make you know that it's him, right? So that he's giving me this connection that you both had. So, okay. Is there a bill or will? A will and a bill? A bill? I keep getting. Is there a bill on the other side? Or a will? William?
William. You know, he might have had a cousin, or I might have had, or his, oh gosh, he may have had someone on his side.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, maybe it might come to you, love. It may come to you that that's who he's referring to, but it feels like he's with this gentleman, and maybe a friend or something he's with.
Yeah.
And I keep getting that he was a car guy too. Like he was someone that was a part of that, like a group that he was quite friendly with. Now I am looking at a very red car and a very blue car. It's almost like it looks like a really old, like classic, like almost like a 30 kind of realm, but it almost like a muscle car type of thing.
We had a blue Studebaker.
A blue, okay.
And those are kind of.
So he's giving me, he's showing me these cars. So that's interesting. All right. So he is on the other side doing what he loves. That's what he wants you to know. There's no difference, he says. There's no difference. You still continue to love and do what it is that you normally love to do when you were here on this plane. You just do it a little bit different, he's saying. Now, I do see a female coming. Okay, come on. Oh, well, she's cute. She's very sweet. And the letter B comes around this energy, B, like I want to say Betsy, or has like a sweetness to it. Could there be an aunt or someone also on a female?
I can't think of someone.
A B, okay. So this person definitely is coming forward. So it's like, all right, so she might be the one that's going to help bring your mom through. So maybe it's a connection, it feels like, through your mother, a friend of hers that, you know, is coming, stepping forward, kind of knows how to do this work. Because when someone just passes, sometimes it's hard for them to kind of work the systems, you know, the dimensional spaces. So they don't always know how. So sometimes they send somebody out who's been doing it a little longer than them. So we're going to see if that's the case. What is your name? I keep getting a Bonnie. Okay. So Bonnie, are you with... and then a Sarah. Okay, so maybe these two are sisters, cousins, something. Bonnie and Sarah keep coming around. It's interesting. So we're going to keep let them come in. It could be someone that also could be related to you. It could be also relatives from a long time ago that you might not have ever met, but that's what it's
yeah.
like. Just know that ancestors are always with us unless they've come through, okay, unless they've been
yeah.
incarnated again. So these two definitely interesting. I keep getting almost like a bonnet on their heads. They were farmers, it feels like. I feel like I am in like a rural area, like a, you know, way out there kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of children around them that also passed quite young, a little baby, another one. All right. And then a Henry just came up. So she's telling me Henry. She's holding a child with the H and I sound, Henry. So what we're getting is some really great information. So what I want you to do is just write this down, because sometimes right now during a reading, it's almost like you go brain dead, you know. You can't remember, like, I don't know. And you may find out this as you go through some of the papers that your mom has. So write down the names, okay? They will
okay.
definitely mean something to you, love. And as for the rest and rejuvenation, I think you're doing it, but I would even do it even more. I'd get yourself a massage. You know, like, take really good care of yourself right now, okay? Because
yeah.
when I see that, it's more that you've been busy, doing lots of stuff, but not really the good stuff that enriches your soul and your spirit, you know?
Yeah.
So meditate, yoga, massage, a facial, whatever makes you feel really good and feel great after you do it. I want you to start doing that, because that's what rest and rejuvenation really does, what you really want to do around that one, okay?
Okay.
And then it's stand your ground. So again, standing your ground could be the deception that you're having with your sibling, that
mm-hmm.
you're standing your ground, saying what you really do want, what's fair, kind of stand your ground. Because if you do, everything will start to get better. And then it
okay.
says moving on. And then it does say moving on. So absolutely, the moving on, once you stand your ground, you will be moving on. You know, things will kind of move faster. But instead of taking it so personally and being upset, that doesn't work for anybody. Just stand your ground, say what it is, become from really a loving place, because she's also lost her mom too, you know. And her way, think about it, her way of grieving could be being possessive, okay?
Yeah. Definitely.
You know how that is, like, it's mine, it's all mine, because they really don't know how to let go, right? They don't know
yeah.
how to let go, yeah? So it's their way to hold on to the love they had for mom, you know, is to get possessive. So if you can understand that, you'll approach it more lovingly, and there won't be a problem, but you have to stand your ground and say, you know, this is fair. And it feels like once you do that, once you come from the heart space that's understanding her feelings about this whole thing, it's going to be fine. It's going to work and be a loving relationship like that you'd want, you know, really. So
okay.
Any other questions you have? That's so interesting.
No, that's it. Sounds like you covered it all. I definitely want to... you know, I'll keep listening, and I'll be in touch with you again. That's very amazing, and I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you, and have a great night, love. And we'll talk to you again. And really, I have to say that your question was about the boyfriend. It does feel good. It feels very good. I don't get that there's an issue there. I get that it's going to take, the waiting is going to be. So I keep getting I keep getting a 6 around you. So when I see that, it could be 6 months when things start to really start to move, sell, and that you'll be able to really see clearly how, you know. So 6 isn't bad. 6 months. It feels like things are going to go quickly for you. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to take some while to work out the...
But 6 is not bad. Some people, it takes years to sell things. It doesn't feel like once you put your condo, everything up. It's not going. It's going to go relatively quickly. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I have to wait for him to get his. We have to work out all his paperwork and visas.
The paperwork.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, much love and have a great night. I'll talk to you again.
I'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll keep listening. Okay.
All right. Hi, 337. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Tamla.
Hi. What was it again?
Tamla.
Tamla.
Uh-huh.
What a great name.
Yeah,
you did, and how are you today?
I'm good. It was a couple of years ago I spoke to you about my son, and you gave an awesome, awesome reading. It was so good until I got him to call you, and everything just kind of worked out at that time when he was going through some stuff in college.
Oh, right, I do. Imagine that, how I can remember. I do remember.
I do
readings all day long. I still remember. You know, I remember he was a very beautiful soul, and he had he was very talented. And was he gay?
Yes, he is gay,
Yes,
and
I do remember.
And he was just going through something, and I was like, well, you need to call her because she tapped into you, and she was on point. And whatever you told him really, really kind of redirected him into kind of focusing on what he needed to, like focus on the positive instead of the negative. And he has, like, turned his whole life around. He's doing wonderfully.
Oh, that's so good. So do you have anything that you'd like to bring up to the light, in a sense, or have spirit work with for you right now?
Well, I was listening to the caller that just called, and I mean, goodness gracious, you gave her more than she needed because you kind of went deep into the ancestry and everything. So I kind of want to ask you a question, but I might just have to just let you pick up on my ancestors because they've been
well, you know, that was
in
interesting
my dream
because
a lot.
Well, I am a medium. That's usually what I do most of the day. So when the other side comes in, I have to listen, you know. So I do kind of like, okay, let's see what. So let's see if there is anyone that's around you.
Okay.
All right. It's interesting. First name that came up around you was Pam, like a Pamela. Isn't that interesting? Okay, so do you know anyone on the other side that's named Pam?
No.
Okay, all right.
I know this. I've been seeing a lady. She's been in my dreams a lot. She looks like she's from another time.
And that's interesting because that's exactly who I saw. I saw, like, Pamela, like an old ancient. No, I mean, it's ancient. Like I'd say like 1910. Let's be realistic here. The outfit looks like that. And I feel like, and I want to say that she almost has like a bonnet on her head, like she was a slave.
Yeah.
Okay, like
this
she was
one here,
a slave.
She's in white. This one is like an off-white bonnet.
Okay, the bonnet, you mean? The
everything. It's like I'm looking at it, and it looks like it could be, it's old, not even white. It's like kind of creamish. It's not pretty. It's just, you can tell it's from another time, old cotton kind of outfit.
Yeah,
like
apron the outfit. Okay, yes, absolutely.
Okay,
so why is this woman around you? So let's find out. Okay. So this is what she just told me. She just told me that she helped raise your grandmother. Okay.
Okay.
It was a woman that represented to your grandmother as a mother figure. And she was like her mother. That's what I keep getting. So she has a feeling of almost grandmother-like energy around you. She really does. Like, what I pick up is it's not your grandmother, but it's somebody that loved your grandmother so much and raised her as her own kind of thing. It almost feels like the mother that was your grandmother had died quite young, and this woman feels like she took over raising your grandmother. This was a long time ago. So her connection to you is not necessarily ancestral because she's not really related, but she is. She loved your grandmother so much that she is concerned with you, that she shows up for you as kind of like a beautiful, like a spirit guide. You know, that's there to help you answer some questions. So let me see what are some of the things? Oh, so is relationship around you right now, or questioning relationship around
that's
you?
That's another
hope?
Thing. I don't have a relationship, but there's this guy I'm friends with, and we haven't really been talking because, I mean, we're not a couple or anything. But every time he comes up in my dream, she kind of is in the dream, too. It's like she's one time I seen her, and he was across the room sitting, and she was on the bed, and I was talking to her. Another time, it's always all three of us.
All three of you. Right. So that's why she's coming around again, because this gentleman brings her in. So this was her son. Okay, her son, this Pamela, was your friend, was, in a sense, has a connection to this Pamela. Okay, so that's why
but
she
he's
shows
living,
up.
But
also.
He's not,
yeah,
he's
alive.
Not,
I know.
Okay.
But, I mean, she shows up directly related to him, you know. So when he comes around in your world, she comes around. A very interesting connection. So can you tell me why? It's almost like you have a relationship. You and he were once related. That's what I keep getting.
Okay.
It's almost why, and I say this, why it's hard to have a relationship with him, because he feels like a brother. You know? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because in the your past relationship, your past life relationships that you had with him, he was your brother. So that's why you come through in this life and you go, oh, I just love him. He's so kind. He's so everything. But he feels like my brother. Yeah, because he was. Okay. You have to go by the feelings that you really have, because he is very close. And he does, and you do have like a sister-brother feeling to me around this gentleman. So interesting that the grandmother shows up, this other relative, in a sense, right, shows up when you're around him or thinking of him or dreaming of him. Very interesting. If we did a past life on this one, you'd be so amazed how much more information you'd get. Now, your son has something to do energetically, too.
Okay.
With this Pamela. Okay.
Okay.
So she, at one time, was in a sense related to you. You know, so you've got this kind of entwined energy that I keep seeing around you. Because everybody, you know, think about it this way: we all come in, we all have a tribe that we knew, and we continually come in to learn lessons through our different female, male, father, brother, sisters, you know, we keep learning different relationships. We keep learning lessons through the different relationships that can transpired over time, you know. So this is really what goes on when we do past life regression, is that we get to see them. We get to understand them. Matter of fact, someone just emailed me a question about that. And usually you have to go, and I say this, go into the feelings that you have when you are around your family. So if you think of your mother, I want you to say, does your mother feel like your mother? Or did she feel like
your
mother?
No, she never did. My mother I always felt like I was her mother.
Yes, there you go.
It was so odd. It was like, my grandmother, we lived with our grandmother while we were growing up. I always felt a deep, deep connection to my grandmother, like she was my everything. But my mom, for whatever reason, it just seems like she was more like, at the beginning, when I was little, real little, I used to feel like she was my sister because she looked so young.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I became older and I began having children, my mom kind of was taking a different direction, kind of like a child. So me and my sister had to make sure she had this and that and the other. Just make sure her livelihood was okay. Right. And it just kind of seemed like the roles were reversed and I became parent to my mother.
Right. And that's, well, it really does happen as we know they get older. But you had that when you were quite young, that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't something that you had later on in life. Because that's usually a sign that is true. That is the relationship that you just came in with. Okay, so your past relationship, past life relationship, was that your mother was your daughter. Okay, and so now you come through again, and now she has the opportunity to be, you know, to have it the other way. So we all are really learning through relationships and how it is to be the other person, how it was to be a young mother, you know, all that. So we really are learning through our relationships to make us, in a sense, more conscious being, you know. So the clear feeling that I always get is that you already know when you, if I say, well, how did your father, I keep getting that the father figure was not a very strong one around you.
He wasn't there at all. I never knew who he was.
Oh, you didn't know. Okay, that's why. I didn't even feel him at all. But, okay, that makes a lot of sense. So we wouldn't be able to get information based on you knowing him. But it could be that, put it this way. He may have done something in his past that had transpired a negative experience, right, within a certain thing. So he then has you. And he brings forth a beautiful energy, and you know, and so things change. He goes one way and the other, you know, it feels like it was kind of like, you know, young love, you know, passionate, had a baby, you know, but didn't have a really strong, you know, relationship kind of thing.
Right.
That's what it feels like. You know, they were just people were just too young to actually have a family, you know. And so it happened, you know, happens a lot more than you think, right? So that's the feeling I got. that happens. And so he did this one thing that was big, but he didn't have an opportunity to raise the child. So energetically, he has made right or wrong by actually bringing forth a light. It increases karma, right?
Okay.
The only negative thing is that he didn't have a part. He didn't participate in the raising of the child. So it kind of, you think about it, if you're kind of trying to make amends in some lifetime that you did some harm to somebody, well, you bring some light into this new life that you have, right? So hopefully that will, you know, bring your karma up to a higher standing. But because he didn't raise it, much to do with, then it kind of brings it back down to he still has some work to do kind of thing. Okay?
Right, and I think he's dead, to be honest with you.
He's dead.
Yeah, I was born in 71, and I didn't even know about him until I was a teenager because my mom remarried when I was a little baby, like 6 months old, and I thought my stepfather was my dad until I started noticing I was different than my sister, and I began asking questions, and then that's when I found out. So just like 2 years ago, I inquired again, and then she told me she heard he died. But at the time when I was conceived, he was much, much older than my mom. My mom was 18, and he might have been like 40, 50 years old at the time.
Wow.
He was an older man, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I am picking up on this, his energy. It's interesting. I feel like he had a lot of children. He went on, and it feels like he had many kids. Like, I feel like he had a lot of kids that he brought through. And I'm getting, like, the number six. So I feel like he had around six children. In his lifetime, he had a lot of children. So if you ever, and I mean this, wanted to research him and find out more about him, you will find that you have some step-siblings, which would be interesting, wouldn't it? because it feels like they're very interesting people, and it would be like, wow, that's so cool. I get that there's people you will be meeting, and I keep getting you're hugging them, and it feels like they're your sister, they're your brother. Isn't that interesting? So I would do some research, if you don't mind, if you think you can handle that knowing, because it's fascinating, because it will give you more information on who you are. You know, I keep getting that I feel like a singer. I feel like he was a musician. I feel like that's why your son has some great qualities of singing and dancing. And I feel like he was very gifted and he had a beautiful voice. I keep hearing him singing. He's got this beautiful voice, like a beautiful low, almost like a jazz. I mean, he's singing right now. So I get that you're going to find out some really cool stuff. If you want to. So it feels like you're going to have to go searching for this one.
But it's crazy because my mom, I mean, for years, believe it or not, she had me on a wild goose chase, giving me names that didn't make sense. And I just gave up because I was like, you are something else.
I feel like, is there somebody that, like a friend of your mother's that might know the truth? That's still here?
No, to be honest, this is what I found out. Okay, I found out recently that he was white and my mom is black, so I have the biracial look. But for a long time, she had me believing that he was someone else, and I had a meeting with him about 10 years ago. And when I had the meeting with him, he was like, you look just like your mom, you're beautiful, but I'm not him. I was so embarrassed. He would not let me call my mom. He wouldn't let me call her to confirm anything. So I was like, well, it is what it is. I mean, that was y'all a long time ago. So it was like I kind of got angry because she just wouldn't tell the truth. So for whatever reason, 2 years ago, she just kind of told me who he was, just kind of out the blue. So it's like I don't know if I want to believe her and investigate, because right now I'm in my 40s and my children are older, and it's kind of like, I don't know.
You can do this. Yeah. But you know what? This one, I think I would investigate. It feels like if she finally was telling you the truth. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like there's some information there. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he owns, and this is something I keep getting, maybe it's a business he owns, like a bar or where there's music being played. But I do feel like music or that's like how they knew each other, like a church or something.
My mom used to be not church. My mom used to be a dancer. So
okay, there we go. Because I was at a bar and a dance. Okay, I don't want to call you mother. I was like, that's what I'm saying. So
she should have been in church.
And this gentleman, he might have owned the place, but you know that's how they knew each other. You know. I keep getting that. So do it. Just see what you see, you know.
Okay.
Go in with an open mind. If you can get some more information from anyone that might know more, then I think it might be some. But I think you're going to find that you're going to like what you find out. You're going to find out that you have some brothers and sisters. And that's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty cool. They, you know, I get that why not, you know. I get that this gentleman might not have known.
I don't think so either, because
that's what I keep getting.
Yeah, because
so it will be
when I was so
it will be kind of you saying, "Well, did you know this woman? Yeah, you know, did you have a little relationship maybe when you know? Oh, maybe, you know, and it might be you are the first inclination that he ever even had a child." And I keep getting that, you know. So it's okay because you're going to just go to see and answer some questions and see what he looks like and if he's even here. Is he on the other side? Yeah?
I think she said he's deceased.
Yeah, he died. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay. All right, so why don't we just find out more about the guy? Why don't we just research him?
Yeah, I'm going to just go ahead
and research him online, and let's research him a little if we could. Even go on Facebook if he has a last name. You might find the siblings. Because I keep getting siblings are more important than the guy. Isn't that interesting? Like, I keep getting he's irrelevant to this picture for you because it will kind of be interesting to know that you you had some brothers and sisters out there in the world.
Right.
Back
to the guy that was coming up in my dreams like a brother, do you see us kind of like reconnecting again? Because we haven't spoken in a while.
I do see you connecting, like calling and talking. I don't see a readiness and relationship around him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't know. I keep getting no. My guy said no, not him. Okay, so it's not him. He's not the relationship that's going to be coming. It doesn't feel like he's the guy. But I keep getting there is a relationship coming, and August came around you. So August is when, and I keep getting, it says new. So I keep getting new, meaning it's not someone that you have known, okay?
Okay.
Before. So it's a new one, yeah.
Okay.
And it feels like introduction.
Okay.
That's what my guides just told me, introduction. So introduction is kind of like, okay, you know, you have a friend and they say, hey, you know, I want you to meet, that kind of thing. Okay, that definitely is what I see. So it's interesting because those are usually pretty good. You know, if you think about meeting someone, it's not a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that they know this person, you know.
Okay.
And that's what it feels like. So if somebody, if a friend or almost come say, you know, I really want you to meet, it's going to be good. It's going to be a nice friend. And he's got a good sense of humor, it feels like. So I would totally I think this is going to be fun for you. That's what it feels like to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. You've been a
You're welcome, love. I'm so happy for your son. And, you know, I had a good vibe that things were going to really turn around. And, well, I'm glad it did.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul 561. Who am I talking to? Hold on. It's just taking a little longer. Okay. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, how are you? This is Lena.
Hi, Lena. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. How you been?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired.
Are you tired? I know, it's been a good time. So let's zero in on one question. What would you like to ask, just to see?
What do you see as far as work for me? I'm looking for a job.
Okay, recognition and reward. Oh, that's interesting. Recognition and reward was your first card. So that really means that, like, hard work, study, and then reward.
Yeah.
It means, so it's coming. Yeah, so it means it's definitely coming that you will get rewarded, and the job would imply the reward. And then, number two is passion ignited. Well, with passion ignited, you can have that with a job. You can be really excited about what you're going to be doing. It's going to be kind of a new way of seeing yourself, of being in the world. You know, it feels like it's going to ignite more passion about you getting out there in the world, you know? And then the fourth card is memories of love. So it could mean, again, that, you know, old relationships are kind of coming back and you're thinking about them, memories of love, you know, that kind of thing has been going on around you. So it's kind of showing itself a little bit. And then truth. So truth is that when you sit in the truth of anything, your relationships, what you want to do, that brings you to a different place than you'd like than it was. You know, like if the relationship was, you've got that he was, you know, he was not okay, that's truth. That means you found that out. And so truth and memories of love come together on that one. So definitely it's showing itself. It means it's been around you and you've kind of found that out. And then it says material harvest, which is really good. That means like things are going to start to turn around for you financially. So it's like finally, you know, It's like it feels like a harvest of food and a harvest of light around your head. So a harvest also means a higher frequency, a higher vibration of light coming into you, you know, feeling better. And then partnership partnership and alliances around you, which means that you will be partnering. That means that you will be aligning yourself to a frequency or a person. Okay, so a job can be an alliance. You know that you and this job have made an agreement to do it together, kind of thing, or a relationship as well. So those two can be what that card means. And then it does say fulfillment of wishes. So I like that. That means it really, you know, spirit is listening to you. And again, fulfillment of wishes is financial because there's a beautiful chest of gold in front of this person, you know. So it's kind of like it's going to start to change and shift, it feels like. Now, legal fertility. So legally, it could mean that something that you had started is kind of going to be coming to fruition, you know, like the end. And so that will
I have a legal matter. I have a legal matter pending.
Oh, okay, there you go. Then that's what that is about. So that will help you. That will definitely help.
Oh. Yeah, I'm supposed to get a settlement, but I don't know how much or when or anything. I'm just waiting very patiently.
I think it's but that's why it's showing itself. So I would say it's definitely within this year for sure, and it doesn't feel like it's going to be that long down the road.
Oh, maybe,
because
maybe
it's definitely that for sure is coming, because it really fulfillment of wishes, and it's like you finally are above water. You finally have some cash. You finally, you know, can make some choices, that kind of feeling around it. So that's great. That's definitely what's happening. Yeah. And then solar plex and chakra. Again, that is emotional solar plex. When you have been very emotional, or you haven't been dealing with your emotions, solar plexus chakra comes up. That's your center, that's your stomach. So let's say if something bothers you, it hits your stomach. You know what I mean? If you're emotional, worried, it hits your stomach. So solar plexus is a big one for you. Yeah, like,
yeah,
you know, some people, it's their head. Some people get headaches if they're worried. Some people, you know, they shut down their third eye. They get, you know, but you, it hits your stomach. So it's definitely showing me this. So you have to know that you want to, you know, make sure you're breathing deep. You do some openings. You do some chakra openings. You kind of keep your mind on your chakras and opening them up so they don't shut down on you.
I thought it was my diet. I mean, sometimes I don't eat right, and then I really pay for it.
Oh, yeah, it is your diet. But because you have a sensitivity already there from being that kind of emotional person that, you know, feels it in her stomach, then, of course, if you eat too much fat or too dairy or too rich foods, it's going to really affect you, you know? So it's what comes first, you know? You are who you are, and then you are affected by what you do, right? So that's something you have to know. Somebody else who, you know, has a who really doesn't stuff things or emotionally stuff things and really gets things out, they could eat shoes and it wouldn't bother them, you know what I mean? So
no,
I've
put a lot of weight too. In the past 4 years I've must have put on 30 pounds.
Yeah. So let's try, and this is something that we can definitely work on, is getting your diet, because solar plex is a big one, to just getting your diet cleaned up a little. So get the wheat out, get the sugar, get some dairy, you know, get all the basic food groups that everybody eats every day, and just try to do an elimination diet at first. You know, just take one thing out and do it for a couple of weeks. So take wheat out. Just keep that one, because that one is a big irritant for most people, and it also creates a lot of weight. So, you know, if you're not going to do wheat, you could do brown rice, quinoa, amaranth, you know, some of the higher full grains that have a lot more fiber in it. You know, just try and do gluten-free, you know. That will also help with weight gain. And try to keep it clean. You know, a lot of fruit and vegetables, fruit, you know, chicken, fish, turkey. But, you know, really clean up the fried, the white processed stuff, okay? Because I know this is why this card came up for you, because you need to do this one. It will help you feel better emotionally, physically, and spiritually, because we are what we eat, Remember that, you know.
You don't think it's hormonal? Because I've been in menopause.
I do think that, you know what, we are, it's always related together. So mm-hmm. if you think about it, you're hormonal, right? So you get depressed a little and you get, you know, fluctuating mm-hmm. hormones, and then you eat more sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? You do. And you crave all that because the hormones are so out of balance. So one thing leads to the other. It really does. But if you can clean up the diet, guess what? The hormones will help, will get cleared up too. Anytime I've ever done a fast or a cleanse, my hormones get so balanced. It's amazing. So truly, they are together. So I don't know if you have a juicer or how good you would be at that, but I would say you know what you can do if it is even just getting the sugar out, you know, or the carbs, the white carbs out. Just do one thing for 2 weeks, and mm-hmm. the next week do, you know, get rid of the dairy. And those are the two things that affect hormones. A dairy, because they're you know, think about it. You know, they'll say, you know, hormones are dairy is loaded with hormones. So here you're trying to regulate hormones, and you're eating stuff that has hormones in it. So just stay away from things. And wheat is truly a very bad grain. It's just too much in everybody's diet. It's just the overabundance of it. It's not good. I mean, I could send you some great information on it, and you'd say, oh, wow, amazing. So try to use a different grain if you're going to do grains. You know, you could get... Mm-hmm. If you like bread, I mean, it's okay, but you could get the sprouted bread. I'm just seeing this as important for you because once you start feeling better energetically, emotionally, and physically, you'll feel like you're back to yourself again, you know? And it does feel like you haven't had that vibrancy in your life, in your body, in a while. So there's definitely an imbalance going on, you know. So I would look at it, you know, I can't only see it, but it has to be a doable thing for you. You know what I mean? It has to be something you would say, okay, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to start today. I'm going to clean out my cupboards, get rid of everything that's bad. That's always number one. If it's not in the house, you won't eat it. You know, mm-hmm. So clean out, detox your house first before you can detox yourself. It is, if you, you know, you have good intentions, but you have cookies in the cupboard, it's not going to work out well for you. You know what I mean? So try that. Try detoxing your cupboards tomorrow. Just go through everything that's white flour and give it to the, you know, the food bank. Okay, because then you're at least giving it to someone who may not have any food. But and then go and get some really clean grains that you would be good. Can I ask a question? When you were born, do you know how much you weighed?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Because that would make me know if you can eat a carb or not.
I don't think I can. I mean, I'm hunger sensitive with pasta and... bread.
Yeah.
I try and eat like rye bread or spread, you know, like what you said. I'm fully aware I can gain weight
by the
pasta.
Yeah, so the carbs are you know already. Yeah. They're not good for anybody. They're not. I mean, I know that we have to have some of them, but I always think that we are been given such a bad misinformation on that one. You know, that you need bread and you need all the pasta. You just don't, you know. It's not a possible. It doesn't give your body any nutrients. It actually takes away. So let's just try that, okay? I feel like things are turning around. Once you get, this is the thing, once you get yourself back on good standings in your own body, when this lawsuit does happen and you get some money, you are going to feel like so much better because everything will start to follow along with this higher new frequency of you feeling really good, you know?
It's like that happened for the summer.
Yeah, the summer. Well, the summer's not too far away. You got March, April, you know, May kind of thing. So it does feel like it's coming soon. Yeah. I don't see it as a summer August thing. I see it more as like beginning June, July. So that's really not that far away. But my feeling is, you know, it's happening, and it's already, because I'm seeing it in the card, so I get that it's already happening. So don't worry about that. It's really going to transpire for you. All right? Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a good night, love. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Heart and Souls 708. Who am I talking to?
Oh, hi. This is Delphine. Hello?
Hi, Delphine. How
Hello?
Are you? Hello, Delphine.
I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay, what question can we help you with?
Well, I have a question. I'm currently in the process of moving to Houston, Texas, and I was wondering if you see this going and be going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be overall good for me financially, spiritually, emotionally, et cetera?
And so you are going to be moving to Houston.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, that's what you
yes.
said. That's what I heard. All right, let me just see. We just had someone just come in. With the initials B just came in. There's an energy around you. It's interesting. Male energy with the initials B, almost like a Brian. That's interesting because they just stepped forward, and I'm thinking they're for you. Okay, so the first mental conflict. Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. That's the first card. So there is a mental conflict with you moving, so it doesn't feel like you're sold on the idea quite yet. And then it says crown chakra, which is the top of your head, you know, where energy comes in. So when you have mental conflict, sometimes that is the information that, you know, that's kind of trying to come through, in a sense, to clear and to help, is being kind of shut down because of the conflict, okay? It's like if you are worried about something, that is conflict. Because worry is a negative energy. It really is. You know, if you think about it, you're worried, it's not going to work. You know, it's bringing in a lot of negative. So it can actually cloud and shut down some of the crown chakras in the third eye. So I would think that could be what you're experiencing right this minute about this, all right? So let's see what it says. And then it says risk. And it feels like that's some of the worry. Is it a risk? Are you going to enjoy it? Are you going to meet the good people? You know, all that good stuff that comes up with moving. And the fourth card is life force. So life force is your energy systems that are kind of, you're trying to keep them healthy and happy. And life force, when that shows up for me, that is about your being in the highest, best place. So life force would be like, what, you know, is it good, clean food? Is it really going to be toxic environment? It's really talking about that, okay? So life force is affected by where you are, okay? So, and then it said risk. I'm not liking that. I'm not liking what they're showing me. I'm really not thinking that that's giving me the okay, go ahead, do it kind of feeling. You know, it's not smooth. And then it said third eye chakra. So third eye is your ability to see, to understand, to have intuition. So I want you to pay attention to this one, okay, because I want you to pay attention to your third eye, what's coming in, your intuition, what you're feeling and seeing, your dreams, okay? I want you to really pay attention because Spirit is trying to give you information on this. And then it does say, that's interesting, the sixth card, which means down the road, it says new beginnings, which means that you are going to have this conflict. You might have to go a couple of times. You might have to check things out. You may have to get it correct and right for you, and then you'll have new beginnings. Okay? So are you going to be taking some trips before you move? Was that in the plan?
Well, I thought about it, just going down.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm getting that that's a better the way for you to go, is to go and check things out, feel things out, get the right place where you really want to be. Check out, like, if there's a Unity Church, whatever that's right for your spirit. Get that lined up, okay, so that when you do go, because New Beginnings is showing up now, you will be in the right place. Okay, so a little bit of more knowing is what I keep getting, okay? That would be less risk for your spirit, all right? And then it says emotional loss. Emotional loss. Emotional loss is a loss of either a relationship or an emotional loss, like someone's on the other side. So that definitely comes around you. So I don't know if you have dealt with that recently in the past year. Someone did pass and you had to be with them, or emotional loss, meaning like a relationship loss of one. That's around you too. So either one or the other. I mean, someone does. You don't have to have a death for emotional loss to happen. You know, but that is definitely around you. I don't know if it's could be. You know, emotional loss could also be the change of when you move. You have to leave, right? You have to leave the people that you know and where you are. So there is an emotional loss there. So it could be talking about that for you, that it would be harder than you think, you know, to leave behind and go to Houston than you think. So there will be that feeling of emotional loss and separation. But, yeah, it does feel like you are going. And then it says heartache and loss again. Interesting. So heartache and loss again. So let me just one sec. Let me just see what my guides say. So it's funny. I get a female around you, heartache and loss. I'm almost like a change of friendships. You know, like, you know, something happens, and it could be even a sister or sibling, but it feels like heartache and loss around this. You know, because when relationships change from being really good to really something weird happens, it's an emotional loss. That's what I keep getting around you. And it could have not just happened. It could have been what you've been dealing with. That's what it feels like. I don't feel like it just, like, immediately just, you know, happened. It feels like something you have worked through. And then transformation. Okay. So transformation, again, talks about change, environment, moving your emotions, your system, your spiritual self to a higher frequency that allows for the change to teach you something. So that's what a transformation is. It's like, oh, wow, well, if this didn't happen, then I wouldn't have this information that made me this way, or a better person, or more loving person. You know, so transformation happens usually when things finally have reached the end of something. You know, sometimes even bad relationships can be transformative. You know, they can do that for you. So, is there any other questions?
Well, what do you see in terms of finance?
Finances. Okay. All right. Let me just see. Passion ignited. Well, so passion ignited is an indicator that things are high, are going to a higher frequency, that things will improve. Because when your passion's ignited, you're excited about something. You know, you're seeing something for the first time. You're really excited about what you're going to be doing. So that's around you. That's number one. And then it says destiny. So destiny and passion ignited would mean that you will be doing something that you love, that it will bring you prosperity because you will be doing and living your destiny. And then the base chakra. The base chakra is your root chakra. It's like where your vitality is. It's really showing me that it is going to be activated and more present. So I like that. It makes me think, oh, good, things are going to start to improve. And then it does say positive movement forward. So we're getting a real feeling of shifting and changing in a high frequency. So, yes, I would say that financially things are going to start to also go in that direction for you too. Because everything, remember this, money is energy. Right, it's not more any more than that. When you feel really good and you're doing what you love, you make money. You know what I mean? Or, you know, you think about it. When you're in a high frequency, you don't even think about it anymore. It's not even a concern. So I get that this is showing me that's who you are, that's what's coming, that's where you're going to be in, what you're going to be kind of feeling. So, of course, finances will follow. It's like the law of attraction. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds good. It feels good. I don't get that it's immediate. I get that you're going to have to go and check it out a little bit. And that's a good thing. And make it really, really, really good for you. Okay, I want you to, when you get there, where am I going to be? What's it going to be like? You know, do you know that? If you don't, go answer those questions. Okay, because you want that. To me, the less risk you take here, the more you will be listening to what Spirit wants for you, you know. And they want you to be in the highest frequency, the highest, best place that you can be, okay? So I get that a couple of trips will definitely set it. And now, it's so funny. That is so funny. I keep hearing Whitney, Whitney, Whitney. Okay, so the Whitney is around you. That's what I keep getting. Isn't that funny? If there's a person you name on the other side, Whitney, or somebody who enjoyed Whitney Houston, I mean, it feels like I am hearing her singing. That is so interesting. But there is definitely an energy that's just key around you, and now it's really hard to not hear it. That's interesting. It feels like I'm hearing a beautiful woman singing. It could have been your mom. It could have been someone really close to you. And it feels like I'm hearing one of her songs, like, you know, her cover song, that beautiful song. So I guess there's an energy around you that's really trying to step forward here. And let me just see. And it feels like that Houston represents this, you know, represents this person, okay, that is on the other side, that feels like that's why it would feel good for you to be a part of this whole, almost like a church, it feels like, but not really, you know, it feels like more of a community of like-minded people and relatives kind of thing. So that's what I'm keep getting. I do really see a beautiful, beautiful house. I mean, this house is beautiful. It's like a little mini mansion. It's gorgeous. And I keep getting that has something to do with you, that you'll be in this house. So it does feel financially things are so much better because you can get more for your money. You know, it just feels like it's going to be nice and beautiful. Interesting. Yeah, totally. So on that note, I'm going to leave it because it's so much to take in. But this woman is around you. And I keep getting that almost when this music plays, you think of her. Okay? It's like it plays a lot. And then when you hear it, it feels like you have this feeling of being hugged emotionally, you know, and lovingly. So it's lovely. It's lovely. You're definitely being guided. It feels like this beautiful, loving energy is around you and guiding you into the next kind of place that you'll be in.
Okay.
Okay, love. And so no worries, all right? Really just go with an open heart, but really, you know, don't rush. Take your time. Make sure it's the best thing for you. That's all that Spirit's telling me, to just, you know, go and feel out what's where you really want to be with this one. Okay, that's all. That's really the most important thing right now. Okay, love.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Have a great night. We'll talk. Call again.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Hi. You're on 1-818. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi.
Hi, Patty. It's Diane. Don't you need a drink of water and relax a little? You're so good. And you don't.
I don't know. I think I do.
I know. I think you do, too. You're so in helping everybody. And you're so good at what you do. And all of a sudden, I thought, God love her. She's got to be thirsty.
You know, I did. I have my candles on, and because I have my candles on, you know how it kind of dries up the room? So it was funny. I'm like, I need a glass of water. You're very good. So what can we see for you tonight? Anything?
You know, it's that forever lasting love question.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a gentleman that we're just friends, and we've been friends for a few months, and we just meet socially with other people and or alone and outside, and I'm wondering if that's the relationship I'm supposed to have with him. And that's fine, or could it move to another level?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what it has to say. One second. All right. So I keep getting the letter 3 around you. Has it been going, have you been seeing, like, knowing this gentleman for, like, at least 3 months or 3 weeks or longer than
that? Well, it's been since August.
August, yes. Of last.
Just about
August.
6 months.
Okay, all right. So 3. That's interesting. So it could be just showing me 3 because within the three weeks, 3 months, you will have more of a relationship, because that was the question I just asked, and I saw number 3. So that could mean that is showing me that within the next 3 months, it will move into a more promising relationship. So third eye chakra just came up again. That's interesting because it's kind of the theme tonight of kind of having your intuition really active right now. So,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. So
you know,
I guess
the call thing and the people thing, it's super strong. Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. So it's really coming, in a sense, clear for you to be able to see this man. And I say this, usually we see things way before they happen, you know, if we are kind of tuning in to a frequency. So if you see this man coming closer into your frequency or being more, having more of a intimacy, being exchanged, then I would believe it, because that's what it's showing me. So then it says firm foundation. Interesting. So firm foundation is you and how you are in the world. You're a very sound, you know, strong, grounded individual. So it's showing me that you have that, you know, you don't mess around kind of thing. You know what I mean? You're clear. You want to know, is this going to happen? If it doesn't, that's okay. You know, so firm foundation means that no matter what happens, he will still be your friend and you will still know him and things will kind of still be okay. But the foundation of you is that you don't need a man. You know, that's really what it's really giving me, that recognition and reward again. So okay, so we're kind of giving you again recognition and reward. It's saying yes. It's saying the reward is that he recognizes you as a sound and strong and, you know, amazing person. And so reward is that he would like to continue or have a more promising relationship. So and then it says material harvest. So when I see that, I definitely know that it's showing me movement. It's showing me that things are going to harvest. You're going to start to, you know, harvest what you have planted within the relationship of knowing him. So it's moving into a growing relationship. So, yeah, I definitely see this. obstacles and challenges. So obstacles and challenges are usually what we present as problems. Distance, age, children, you know, he lives with his, you know, that's obstacle, and that just showed up, obstacles and challenges. So there will be some attached to this relationship.
Oh,
you're gonna have
there's
to,
children. I know that.
Okay.
Totally.
There you go. So that will be some of the obstacles and challenges that you're going to have to just kind of work with. in entering into this. You know, that will be a little bit challenging. I always think, you know, it's going to be a new thing for you. It will be okay, but it will be new. You're going to have to kind of feel it out and see how that all works out. But it does feel like, and then it says solar plex on chakra. So when I, it's funny how that one showed up a lot tonight too. So just feel this one out. You know, is this something, this is a question you have to ask yourself. Is this something that you are okay with? Okay.
Good question. Right. I mean, I'm sorry. I understand that clearly.
Yeah, because it's not like you're just getting him. You're getting him with all this, with his children and all the issues too. So ask yourself, because when the first card is third eye, it's really telling you that you can see into the future of this situation. And then ask yourself, how far do I want to go? And is friendship okay for me? Because it's showing me that if you wanted this, yes, absolutely. But then to ask yourself the question, do I want this? Because it's much more than just him. Okay.
Right. My mouth is just speechless. It's right, because I want to ask you something and you just answered it. How dare I not hear what you said? I mean, it is. We do know the answers. And it's really, that's in this case, I probably do know. All I have to do is focus and listen to what I feel instead of, right.
Right, because solar plex means that you have to bring it out of, like, the question into the mind, because the mind will say, well, I wonder, and not really bring it into your third eye telling you and seeing what it sees, and then how you feel about it. Because those two will answer any question. You know, if you let your third eye give you a little bit of inclination and kind of feel it into it, and then ask yourself, how do I feel about that? You know, because that's where I get with this one. Absolutely, and do you want it? At the same time.
That's so clear. Patty, that's so good.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, it's up to you. This one's totally up to you, because you are the foundation. You have that grounded energy. You don't need it. And that's something that showed up right in the beginning. So you don't need it. You know, nobody does, but sometimes we think we do, and we'd like it. But sometimes, too, the question is how far do I really want to go with this one? And is this friendship that I have that's just like movies and dinner and having fun enough, you know? And I think that as we grow up, and I say that as we grow up spiritually, we need less of relationships It really
is independent so easily.
Yeah.
I've been independent for many years and I like it. I mean, I have people in my life, but to commit is really, I don't think it's normal. I mean, that's me.
I think it's very, very, very normal to want to keep it at a nice level and have your time to be independent and without relationship. I think that that's what the question, that's what Spirit's saying. You don't need this. You can bring it to the level that's comfortable for you, that allows you to have fun and to keep it at a, in a sense, non-drama level, you know, where you don't have to bring the kids into your life. It can actually be really, really good and not have to be whole, complete, you know, move-in kind of relationship. That's what I keep getting around you. I really do. I mean, certain, you know, and it's okay. It's like perfect. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, weekends are good. You can have come and go. And it just feels really good if you keep it at that emotionally honest place. You know?
I like that. Do I have time for one completely question, another question from another arena here? I'm doing a little remodeling in my house, and mm-hmm. I have a contractor that had done work before. And a very small amount. And it works for my girlfriend all the time. I asked him to come over the other day, give me a bid, and his text was, he was like coming on to me. And it was very peculiar. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if he thinks I'm someone else, or if he thinks, I mean,
let's just see. That's funny. My guide said, no, he's a CD contractor.
Oh, that was so funny.
That was the clearest thing I've ever heard. It just feels like that's who he is. He's kind of like, he feels like he flirts. He's a flirt. That's the vibe.
He is a married man.
Yeah, but he does. It doesn't. Yeah, he's a flirt. I mean, he's a flirty kind of guy.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I keep getting, that he's not only, he's flirty. He's just flirty and... Yeah, so you were definitely picking up, and it does feel like you were definitely picking up on that about his personality and, you know, kind of how he represents himself in the world, you know what I mean? Even though he's married and all this, he still thinks of himself as a single guy, you know, that kind of vibe on this guy. That's what I keep picking up.
Looks like he's single between you and I.
There we go. Okay.
Right.
Because I'm seeing, like, I'm almost seeing, it's so funny, but I feel like I was looking at the Soprano kind of guy, you know, like, you know, that feeling, that's the kind of the image I got of him. So what I would say is that, like, absolutely he can do the work. He will be having that personality that you'll have to deal with. You're just going to have to put him in his place, in a sense, energetically put him in his place and just be, oh, how are you kids? How's your wife? You know, that kind of thing. And he'll just snap right back into, you know, reality.
Remote.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I absolutely think he's going to do a fine job, you know, getting it done the way that you need it done. It feels like, yes. And my guy's saying, absolutely. I feel like his bid is a little bit high, and I almost think that you should get another one if you could. All right, because
yeah.
I just feel like he's a little overpriced, you know. Because you think about this. Okay, this is what you have to realize. He has a big ego. If he's working that piece of being the single guy, he's got a really big ego. So guess where the ego shows up? Overpricing on everything. Because, you know, that's what egos do. They say, oh, I'm worth, you know, whatever, you know. So I want you to get a second opinion, a second bid, because I guess
that.
And
I asked someone that I could easily ask that.
Okay.
I feel qualified.
Do that, because my guide is saying this will be easier to do it through a different person. I keep getting that, try a different person. You won't have to go through all that. You won't even have to deal with that energy at all.
I know.
And it feels like a savings of you know, $5,000 to $1,000. It's not a big, but it's something, and that's nice, you know.
Right.
And
it's,
you don't
a big
have to,
job. So
yeah.
$1,000. I mean, it's not that much of a difference what it
mm-hmm.
make, but it. Yeah, I want someone that I really feel it. It's not going to.
And my guides keep saying this is the same teaching for you. This is the same teaching for you. Of what do you want in your house?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, exactly.
It's the same teaching. Do you want to bring in this gentleman, right, who has the children, the all that stuff, into your house? That's a peaceful place. Now you've got this, you know, this single guy kind of, you know, coming, bringing his ego into your house. The question has to be, I need to protect my house from energies that I don't want in it. It's a really important one out there for every woman hearing this, that you set your boundaries energetically, you know, all the time, and then you let it in or you don't let it in. And so this is a good one for you, because, you know, it's knocking at your door both ways. You know, should I go further?
And
you know
what? And the honesty is what I believe in. And I'm going to just confront him and say, you know, since you sent me that text, it was so awkward that I just don't feel I could have a working relationship with you. It's bothered me that much. I think
mm-hmm.
that's the best solution.
I do too.
I
was so
much calmer about it. Because
I
had asked a friend of mine, a male friend that, you know, happens to like me a lot, and if he could come over just like to protect me, and said, he's not able to, and he said, what am I, stupid to have someone come in my house? Just what you're saying.
Right.
And
so
thought,
then the question goes deeper into relationship.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Do you want that? Do you want that in your house? You know, it's always spiritual. It's always a question of, like, it's funny because it really just brings up the reality that we are trying to please. You know, we're still being that pleasing girl that goes in the world and wants to make everybody happy and please everybody. And sometimes it really is about saying, I don't want that energy in my house. I want it. This is the way I want it. And if it can't be this way, then I'll be okay. I'll be fine. I'll find something that works for you on that's right where you'd want it to be. No drama, no ego, none of that. So this is a good one for you because it's not just you. This is something we all are dealing with, is trying to be in the world but not of the world, to have a space that's protected. Because remember we talked about that in the beginning of the show about meditating and protecting yourself from energies that you don't want and to not have them be more important than what's best for you.
Plus, it parallels, Patty. You made me aware of that my personal life, this isn't a business, but it is. I mean, my house is a maintenance of something, you know, that you're proud of, that makes money. A home is an investment. So it's a reflection also on someone that I'm interested in with kids, and then I'm trying to, the same issue is coming in the business sense. It's a business deal.
Well, you know, like if you think about what the house represents, like if you do any dream analyzing or dream work, or, you know, even the house represents your spirit. If you were to do like dream work and you see a house, it's your spirit. If you see water, it's your spirit too. So if you think about it, the house just represents more metaphysically who you are and what are we allowing in. So it's interesting, it's happening on both levels. It's on an emotional level with the boyfriend or not, you know, and then getting in, you think about it, you're doing construction, right, which means you're changing your house, making it better, you know. So do you want, think about your relationship, this relationship is actually in the beginning stages of possibly changing and morphing, right? So it's really interesting how connected and similar energetically these two issues are. Yeah.
Right, and you made me aware of it. God,
well,
bless.
Hey, I love it. I love it, but I do get that the first card was the most important one, and that is that your third eye, your intuition, is already knows. You already knew you didn't like this guy right from that text, and you already knew that you don't really want to deal with the children possibly and all the drama. So there is great intuition around you. Just have to bring it right back to that, and you'll be fine. And all this will just be like, oh, there's no issue here. You know, and I do get this gentleman is very nice. I get that he's really fun, and he'll be fun to go to the theater with and to shows and dinner. And I get he's really sweet, and I get it. Whatever, if you decided to take it to a physical level, it'd be fine too. You know, but it really is really about you, about, you know, what it is that you are wanting to do with this one. Because I get that spirit saying it's really up to her, this one. And sometimes, you know, love is bigger and you have to experience it and it has to, you know, happen and all that. But I get that your grounded foundation of who you are is really more bigger than the need for a relationship, you know.
Good point.
That's what I get, you know. And I like that about that. That feels good for me. That feels like when I check into you, that feels like, you know, you've got the power behind you and you have done your work and you don't have to continually learn these lessons. Because I get that they'll come up for you and you learn them pretty quick and you don't have to go through any more hardship to get, you know, to learn the lesson about making choices.
That's me. Yes. I learn really quickly. You're boom. Caught that again, Daddy. Boy, are you
Well, there we go.
You're powerful.
Well, then it's been lovely to talk to you. Let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear about it.
Love your show. I can't wait to
Okay, sweetie. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, 949. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Selena.
Hi, Selena. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. I've been listening to your show. It's been great.
Oh, well, is there anything we can kind of zero in on for you?
Well, I basically wanted to know what you see in regards to happening for me maybe in the next couple of weeks in love and relationship. I have a guy that I'm in love with.
Mm-hmm. You are in love with. I love that. That's great. So is this a new guy that you're in love with?
No.
Okay. All right. The way that you said it was. Okay, I'm just going to, let me just get my, clear the old energy away and see what we come up with. I'm just moving the energy here. Hold on so I don't pick up on any of the old readings here. All right. Ah, first card, new beginning. So that's really a good positive, you know, first, in a sense, energy out. Okay. It does say disconnect and boredom. That's interesting. Disconnect and boredom is usually when things change. Think about it. You know, we just talked about when you get bored, that's when you are more apt to move. You're more apt to get, you know, to change your life in some direction other than where it's at. But those things usually have to happen for things to change. So it's definitely showing me that new beginnings and that are definitely around you. So victory and success. I like it. So it does mean that, yes, absolutely, things are going to start to move in the direction of victory and success. You know, like victory and sex is moving in, that he feels the same. That's all good. That means yes to that question. Rejoice and celebration. So you got a great spread here. This is all
very,
very positive about the relationship, because that was what we were asking. So it's really giving me the go-ahead that it is going to work. It's going in that rejoice and celebration way. Oh, and then it says financial and material changes. So when I see that, when you get married, there is financial changes. Or when you move in together, there's financial changes. So that's also on the same spread. So it would imply that yes, absolutely, that will happen. That will happen. You know, you'll have to rearrange your finances to make a new household work and all that. You know, so definitely, or even buy a house. You know, together. So yeah, financial and material.
So you're already shocking me with the whole marriage thing.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily a marriage that feels like a wedding, because it feels like when you're older, you don't really need that. You just need to say to each other, I love you, I love you. Let's move this to another level. So to me, that's a commitment of the soul. So when I see that, the celebration, rejoice and celebration, is that you acknowledge the love that you have, and then from there you move into a real more permanent relationship. So, you know, marriage to me is really, it's not necessary when you're older. It really isn't.
Okay, yeah.
It's not.
I agree with you, too, you know. But you were saying also about my finances changes. I mean, I'm in the process of working on my master's degree in teaching, special education, and I'd just like to see my financials transform into some bigger and better things. So is it that I have to wait for him, or... You see that?
No waiting. No waiting. Let's not give the power over to anybody else. Let's take it back. See that you had the power. You finished school. You did all this work. So let's get your vision, okay, of the next level for you very clear. All right. So how would you like to see it manifest is the question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how would it look? How would the next like job look for you?
Yeah, I would like to know. How would the next job look
for you? Well, you got, but the thing is, that's what you have to see first. Okay, you have to see how it will look for you. So if you are have a new teaching career, would it be at a college? I want you to answer these questions because this is really going to clear. Would it be with children of what age? Would it be, you know, I want you to start clearing and answering those questions. So this is important because this is how clear you can see it is how clear the universe can work for you. Okay?
Okay.
And that's something you have to do. So it's up to you. No matter what I see, you have to see it. So I do see a beautiful job coming. I do get that it's more like I almost feel like it's special. I want to say special eds, but I don't get that. It's almost like teaching.
But that is true.
Is it okay? Okay. So I really do see. Is it okay? Good. I'm seeing it. So I do see it happening for you, but I want you to see it and really clear. Like if you have a specific school that you really like to work at or an area that you'd like to go to, I want you to do some work in seeing yourself in the classroom teaching those kids. Okay, just go right there, see yourself doing what you have just been trained to do and, you know, furthering using your information that you learned, getting your master's and all that. I want you to just see it, okay, really see it and hear the kids and feel the feeling of you doing this already, okay, because that is going to move you into this next level of it happening really quick, okay, because I do see it happening pretty quick. I do. I keep getting that I want you to look at some of this, like when you go to schools, you know, sometimes they have like programs that you can get into for jobs that are available.
Right.
Like I want you to go into one of those programs because I keep getting that you're going to get this position, you're going to see it online. Okay.
Okay.
And so I want you to go online and see what they have in what you have been just trained to do in special needs and whatever. And I keep getting that it's once you see it, you apply, you get the job. It's really quick. All right? So it's more about putting the next energy towards it, and it will happen very fast. I keep getting a 4, almost like, so 4 weeks, 4 days, you know, fast. Okay, so.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's something that I would just get on it energetically every day. Just look. Because I keep getting that you're on the computer and you're finding the position. There it is. You send out your application and they call you. It feels very fast. Okay?
Okay.
And so it feels to me like you have so many big things happening around you. A new position, a new love, you know, so many great stuff happening. So within the next year, there will be some times where it feels a little bit scary and overwhelming, okay? And I want you to take the time to meditate, to get quiet, to do some inner work, you know, to keep you, in a sense, very grounded and balanced, all right? Because it's really important to do that so that you don't get taken, okay, by anything that you don't want. So this is the thing. The relationship should not govern where you go and what you do. It will come to you. It will be for you to, you know, to have the, you know, you are the goddess. Just know that, okay? And he will be more than happy to do what you would like to do, all right? So
yeah.
I just know that about this energy around you. So don't worry about him so much as you know, finishing this one out, getting the job that you want to get, and he will come to you. Okay, love?
Yeah, I'm always worrying all the time.
I know. And this is the thing. That's when we give our power away. We say, well, where do you want me to do? And what would you like me to think? And how would you like me to live? No, none of that anymore. You have worked really hard for this position. You've done your education. And now it's about you to tell the universe what it is you'd like. And it will give it to you, okay? Instead of you always giving in into it, all right? Different approach. And it's a more powerful approach, okay? I just keep getting that's important for you to do this time. Different. You know, and so it's happening already. As long as you hear it, you'll know it. You know, if somebody said, okay, you know, get on, you're going to get it. You will start to think that way about your future, that it, you know, this guy is going to be so happy to be with you. Wherever you want to be, he will be. And
right.
So just know that and believe that, okay, because that's the truth.
No, that's awesome. That's...
All right, love. Well, you know, I'm already over my 2 hours, and I really am so grateful that I got to you. And so
yes,
let me know
you.
How it goes, because I really see
I
so
will.
Much. You're going to have so many moments where it's going to be a little bit, I just feel like, overwhelmingly different and scary at the same time, but really wonderful that, you know, let's just keep you at this higher frequency, higher vibration of seeing it already happening. Okay? Because that's your power. That's where everybody has to know that it really is about how you enter into this new relationship and how you enter into this new work relationship, too, is to know that it's already divinely orchestrated for the highest good for you. You know?
So you're saying new relationship, you're talking about the same one I'm in?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not new, but it's
oh.
going to move
it's
into a new...
It's
going to
be a different level.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. To me, that's, see, you know, you have different levels, so it's always going to be different as you move into a more permanent, more intimate, more, that's a whole new relationship right there, you know,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So those are new. Those are new
yeah.
new things you're going to have to get used to, how to arrange it, all that stuff. It's all new. So, you know, like
yeah.
the whole reality is that this is really what you've been asking for, because I keep hearing Spirit saying this is what she's been hoping for, is love and a wonderful, loving relationship, but they've given you that. And a great job, they're going to give you that. So it feels like you have been asking and they have been giving, you know, that, you know.
Yeah.
And so I want you just to sit with the gratitude of it all. And in sitting with the gratitude, it will help clear away any of the fear of anything that you do. Yeah. It's like,
well,
you know, anytime I'm in gratitude, I am not in fear. I'm in gratitude. I say, thank you, God. Thank you so much. You know, thank you for this moment. Thank you. Thank you. And in my thankfulness, it really relieves me of any fear I may have about any situation. So I always even thank, you know, like my mom and I would talk about it. We thank, you know, if we ever, you know, she loves to play Keno, all right? So I always say, you
uh-huh.
know, she goes with her family. I say, well, just, you know, be grateful ahead of time. And then she'll call and say, I'm the only one that won, you know? And I'm because I always was saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ahead, before she even went, she already felt like she already won. So the feelings that you bring to anything that you do is really what the universe hears, you know? It's like it really is kind of like the beacon of light that you send out into the universe, and then it kind of ricochets back to you, yeah?
Right.
So, and so my feeling is you've been doing great work. You've been, you know, you've been saying, I want love, I want a good relationship, and they're giving it. And you've been putting the work in for the education, and you're getting that. So you've been doing so much wonderful work that, you
and
know.
And what you said, though, about being overwhelmed, I mean, I'm already there. There's so much going on, you know.
Yeah, and that's why I keep saying, don't, you know, that's when you just have to stay in the gratitude, because overwhelmed is usually that you're in fear. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, what happens if I can't do this? What happens if it's, you know, that's when you get overwhelmed. You get afraid, or you're not asking for help. You know, I always think women take on too many jobs. They never ask for help. So what you have to say is, could I be asking for help in this situation? Or, you know, am I afraid of something? Because those two experiences will make you feel that overwhelmed feeling. So if you need to, you know, ask a friend for some help, ask a friend, you know, if you need this is something that we have to all get better at, is to ask for what we really need when we need it, not when we break down, you know, when we let, you know, our bodies break down or our emotions break down. So I really get that this is a good one for all of us. I mean, really, you're speaking to, you know, I think for me, I always think this is way more, you know, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed here. And I think to myself, have you asked anybody for any help? And then all of a sudden, I'll just ask. And all of a sudden, that feeling goes away, you know, and I realized all I had to do was that. You know,
yeah.
It really, it's not so hard. You just have to say, I need help here. I need help with cleaning. I need help with whatever. And they'll do it. And I really get that it just is about me asking, you know. And so, and let's say we're not asking a person, but we're asking God, you know.
Yeah.
I get to that place where it's not even what I need in, you know, the house or whatever. I just need help with this issue of not being afraid. And so I'll just ask God, you know, come on, God, you take this fear, and I can't do this. And so sure enough, within a moment, I feel like he took it, and I feel clear and cleaned and not so stressed anymore. So really get that that's always for us to remember. Matter of fact, thank you for that, because I wanted to leave the end of the show.
No, thank you for that, because I think I was meant to call you tonight so I could hear that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, this is a beautiful prayer, and I'm going to leave this for the last bit of the show. So I'm going to just say this so that we can all hear this. This is Marianne Williamson, and she has such great ways of speaking. I just love her. So I'm going to just open the book, and this will be the last for everybody for the show to leave with this. And it says, "Dear God, I am ready to heal. I am ready to let go. Please take my willingness, whether weak or strong, and use it to transform my life. Enter me, every cell of my being. Cut out all my dysfunction and disease. Remove all my compulsions and illuminate my heart. I give to you my darkness. Please fill me with your light. Take away what is wrong with me and leave only what is right. May I know at last who I truly am. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. So everyone, blessings to you all, and keep me updated on your life, and I love to hear from you all, and really just remember who you are in the world, because you all such beautiful lights. And it really was wonderful to talk to you, and I hope you call again. Let me know how
okay.
it's going.
I will.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, everyone, that was a lovely show. I just so appreciate everybody's open heart and honest ways of looking at themselves. This is what we're here to do, is to shine some light on who we really are and who we really want to be in the world. So don't fret. We're all on the same page. We're all working the same piece. And much love to you all. Bye-bye.